This is VOA News. We are I'm Liz Peltier. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it is time for the West to consider imposing a no-fly zone for Russian missiles, planes, and helicopters. The Ukrainian president said the move should come in response to Russian shelling of the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. In a video address, Zelensky did not specify how and by whom a no-fly zone would be enforced. He said Russia had launched 56 rocket strikes and fired 113 cruise missiles in the past 5 days since beginning its invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Zelensky accused Russia of committing war crimes and said it should be brought before an international tribunal. He said Russia had continued to bombard Ukrainian cities during a first round of talks with Ukrainian officials in Belarus on Monday. Ukraine's president has signed a decree temporarily lifting the requirement for entry visas for any foreigner willing to join Ukraine's International Defense Legion and fight on Ukraine's side against invading Russian troops. The decree by President Volodymyr Zelensky takes effect on Tuesday and will remain in effect as long as martial law is in place. The Russian ruble hit record lows on Monday, while world stocks slid and oil prices jumped after the West ramped up sanctions against Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. That included blocking Russian banks from the SWIFT global payment system. Russia's central bank hiked its key interest rate to 20% from 9.5% and introduced some capital controls to bolster the ruble and fight inflation. This is VOA News.